Hello and welcome back to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my review overview of the Hulu movie called Reba McEntire's The Hammer. This stars Reba McEntire, of course. She plays a recently appointed judge. She's replacing a judge that allegedly died of a heart attack. And she's a traveling judge covering all the different distances and everything else. And so she's got to bounce back and forth. She's a wise, learned judge. She knows her business, but people think she doesn't. And so a lot of hijinks happen with them questioning her ability to judge. And one of the big things that was like, "What? That's awesome!" is they actually have her co-star from the Reba show, Melissa Peterman, playing her sister in this named Chris. So it's fun to watch their back and forth things and remind you of Reba. I'm like, how would Reba and how would her character kind of react in the same situation if it was happening? So it was kind of cool to see the character dynamic between Kim and Chris, and then looking at it through the lens of their characters on the Reba show. But that's really where it ends up. Well, there is a character that's named Vance. That's the bartender. I'm like, I see what they did there. There's no way that you're going to have Melissa Peterman in here coming back and then have a character named Vance when in the TV show there's a character named Van. So I thought that was pretty. I'm like, okay, it might be a coincidence, but I'm going to embrace it wholeheartedly. So as the movie goes on, there's a whole lot of little bits of comedy and everything else, and we learn a lot about what happened in Kim's past and her relationship with her father, and how abusive he was, and how he has dementia, and this, that, and the other thing. And then we find out that the Judge Carpenter, who she had replaced, was actually murdered. And because of what her sister had in her pocket, it ties her to that murder, which case she gets arrested. And then Reba McEntire's Kim goes and tries to prove her innocence by using evidence, and then come to find out that it was actually the bartender who was trying to hook up with the he's trying to hook up with Bart Crawford's wife, Charlene. And so the plan was to off everyone that was going to make it where they couldn't be together. And it kind of backfired. And then Vance, he kind of panicked. And he was trying to take care of the judge, but come to find out that Rex Vinn is the actor. He plays Bart Crawford. Bart Crawford actually tracks her Jeep because he was the one out there roaming around her camper, because she sleeps outside and she doesn't like sleeping on the inside. Really interesting character trait that they gave for the character to not like sleeping inside of a house or apartment or a condo or whatever else, but she prefers to sleep in a tent on the top of her truck, which I thought was interesting. But it also did allow Rex to be able to be there and put the tracker on, and her to be able to see the boots that she's going to see later on in the movie, and tie the two together and think that he's the bad guy. Come to find out he's not, and is actually the barkeep. And we find out that the barkeep actually is the person that gave the judge the date rape thing, and then he came by and actually injected him and caused him to die. And he was going to do the same thing to Kim, but people were able to come to her rescue, and he failed at doing what his mission was. The movie was overall fine. If it wasn't Reba McEntire, and it wasn't her cohort from the Reba show, Melissa Peterman, I don't think it would be as good. I think because Reba was in it, and because she was in it, it kind of amplified it a little bit. Like, so if it was nobody's, I don't think it would be all that great of a movie. But because it's Reba McEntire, and you have Melissa Peterman in it, that kind of elevates it from a whatever to a ooh, I might want to check that out. So on the overall, based off of the fact of who's in the movie, I say it's fun. I say it's enjoyable. There's a lot of cool little bits, like in the beginning when the cop pulls over the judge and he goes too far with it. He pulls his gun out and everything else. And she has to prove she's a judge. And then she tells him, if you pull your gun out during a traffic stop again, we're going to have big problems. Because you can't have a cop who's, gun happy with everybody. Because then that's how accidents happen. And you just get into litigation over it. And it's just not a wise course of action to pull a gun first without provocation or something like that. And so there's that. And then there's the bits with her bailiff and everything, and then becoming chummy, and girls' night at the very end where they're singing the song. And it's a fun movie. And we get to see how Kim was raised, the relationship she had with her father, and how abusive he was. And how she left the family because she couldn't handle it anymore. But then in the end, she comes back, and then she's helping out her sister rather than her father with his health by paying for the nurse. And so the sisters kind of reconnect, and is on the backdrop of this murder of this judge that she was appointed to her place. And they all just thought that she was going to be pushover, but she wasn't. And then also you have this side piece where we find out that one of the people in the drug court was doing things that he shouldn't have been doing. And then it's definitely something you could put on and just watch. I wouldn't say it's like you must go watch this movie right now. It's really cool. It's just one of those movies you put on, you just watch it, and you kind of just like, oh, okay, that's cool. A goes to B. Oh, that person did that instead. Oh, cool. Nice little switch, you know. So that's where I would give it a 3 out of 5 stars, just because the plot is really narrow, and it relies on a lot of Reba being the lead in the movie to kind of carry it through, and you kind of notice that with it being mostly on Reba and her not really doing anything for the most part. I mean, she's doing her job. She's doing her court stuff, sure. But outside of that, there's not a lot of stuff for her to do, really. The relationship between her and her sister is strained, and too many scenes with them would kind of become redundant a little bit. But on the all, I say it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I was like, oh, cool. Reba show reunion. It was fun to see him back at it and watching him on a screen again in a different character in iteration. So, I, like I said, solid 3 out of 5. It's not bad. It's not the best. And I could definitely see how they do some tweaks. But there are some clever little twists you don't necessarily see coming, but you might if you're like really paying attention or you're suspicious of like everybody. But it was an overall enjoyable movie. I can't say that about a lot of streaming movies. Sometimes they're kind of like made just to get made, and like, yeah, kind of felt that. But yeah, I would give it a 3 out of 5. So that is going to conclude my podcast on this movie. Thank you.